Without additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Consider yourself a home dreamer? One who watches the renovation programs on television? Are you just waiting for the right time to build or renovate your dream home? Welcome to Winning the Dream Home Race with Steve Clipp Architect. Steve has spent 3 decades learning how to win at the dream home game. He has insights into the psychology of space that could strengthen your marriage and soothe your soul. He has an understanding of market forces and the methodologies of construction that could save you thousands of dollars, and he could make you a winner. Now, here's Steve Clipp.
Hi, people. Welcome back. When I write about my designs, my homes, I write about creating a home that helps you find peace, elicit joy, and bring families together. I really believe in the concept of creating joy in the home. Tough question is, how do you do it? Joy is an emotion. Joy. How do you use physical elements to create a feeling? I was thinking about joy, you know, wanting to write about it, to talk about it, and how do you explain it? And when I went to bed last night, I woke up this morning and I experienced it. The light was pouring into my bedroom from the east sun. The walls, which are a soft celadon white, glowed with the sunlight. My bedchamber is kind of open, but it opens into the dressing room. And the dressing room was more lit than the bedroom and kind of pulled me up out of bed and into my day. And the positive energy in the space, the space just kind of glowed with energy. That is joy. If you can wake up every morning to that, I think that, you know, you'll have, it's possibly have a more positive life and more joy in your life. I've always believed that an architect can introduce joy into your space. Just how do you do it? I think you start with light. Especially sunlight. To that, you add color. The colors that you select, that you choose for your house on the inside, have a lot to do with the creation of joy in this space. Instead of closed spaces, you open up spaces. So open space is a big part of creating joy. And finally, there's the flow through the spaces and the feeling that you're free to flow. Physical flow, the visual flow through the spaces, and even just simply energy flow through the spaces. That's how you create joy in your home. Okay, sunlight is really important, especially as I just described to you with the start of my day, especially east light. Your sleep chamber, I've talked about this idea of sleep chambers and activity chambers in the master suite. your sleep chamber should be dark. But so you get a restful sleep. But as soon as you wake up, you should open the blinds and flood the area with light. Just as you open up to the new day. I was taking a survey recently, a survey on longevity. One of the questions they asked, and they scored you on, was whether you open the blinds every day. It's interesting that opening the blinds helps determine long life. And, you know, trying to figure out why, if you open the blinds in the morning, it gives you a positive attitude. And that positive attitude, simply from opening the blinds, letting in the light, carries through your day and carries through your life. So, that's the sleep chamber. Then, from the sleep chamber, you walk into the master bath. If there's one room in your house that should be flooded with light, strong, warm, awakening light, it should be the master bath. And conceptually, if you wake up in a cave, if you get ready for your day in a cave, your mood could be down all day. If you wake up in light, you get ready for your day in glorious, strong light, then you can be picked up for your whole day. So the question was asked to me, well, what can you do if your master bedroom and your master bath are not on the east side? I said, you know, obviously morning sun is east sun. What if your master bath is not on the east side? The master bedroom I'm not as concerned with. The master bedroom, opening the blinds, lets in the world. It doesn't have to be strong sunlight. You can look out and see the strong sunlight bounced off the trees out in the yard. The master bath has to have strong sunlight. And, you know, there's an easy way to do it, or it's not easy, but it's possible. The last two grand houses that I did for other reasons, the master bath was on the north side and essentially on the northwest side, away from the morning sun. The solution that worked for me was to put in a skylight. And even if you're on the north side and on the west side of the house, if you can put in a skylight that is on the east roof, and then somehow shaft that light down into the master bath, you've achieved it. You've put sunlight, you've put joy into the master bath. You've introduced joy into the start of your day. So, okay. Now we go from the bedroom out into the rest of the house. But I think, you know, I keep coming back to it. If there's any place in the house that really needs sunlight in the morning, it is the master bath, the master bedroom. Then you go into the rest of the house. It's the same principle. When you go from the kitchen, you go into the kitchen family room. Kitchen family room is the heart of your house. And it also should have strong light in the morning. Should have strong light in the morning. So same principle. You wake up and the sunlight draws you into the day, picks you up in the kitchen. So get strong light in the kitchen. And in the family room, but here it's not so important that it be east light. Here it's more important that it be south light. Because the time when we're most depressed, the time when we most need the sun to pick us up is during the winter, when it's cold out and, you know, just unpleasant. The sunlight pouring into south-facing windows really warms up the space and, you know, warms up our feelings. So, let's see, yes, and use the natural warmth to bathe you and to soothe you in the middle of winter. Light gets you going. It sets up your day. And in the design of your house, you can make it happen. Even the design of taking a spec house or, you know, a plan house, with a little bit of thought, you can figure out how to increase light coming in, east light in the morning, south light in the winter. I actually have a great kitchen. My kitchen, you walk into it, and the whole ceiling of the kitchen, I've got three large skylights. I've talked about the idea that you use odd numbers. You use three skylights, not two skylights or four skylights. But I've got three large skylights, and the kitchen is flooded with light all day, every day. It's really neat. If you can't see the clock on the microwave oven because the sunlight is too great, that's a very warm and uplifting feeling. It picks up your whole life. So the more light, the better. The more windows, the better. And then the caveat with that is, except in the summer. You know, in the summer, we have the reverse case where we really want to block direct sunlight coming into the house. The perfect house designed for the southeast in North Carolina, where I am, is actually, conceptually, you have a house and you have a big hat that sits on top of the house and overhangs it, shades it in summer. The winter sun from the south is much lower, and it slants right in underneath that hat. And the other caveat to the idea that lots of light, lots of windows, is privacy. Obviously, if you live on 10 acres, you can have the whole thing glass and, you know, windows everywhere. If you live closer to other people, obviously you have to judiciously place your windows to improve privacy. And one of the best things that I've done in my master bath, I've got the Whirlpool tub, or actually an Airjet tub, sitting in a bay of windows that come right down to the deck of the tub. However, I have Hunter Douglas makes a pleated shade that pulls up from the bottom. So I can pull these shades up from the bottom right to the point where they give me privacy. The sunlight still comes in. The sun strikes these white shades and glows. So that whole bay window just glows with light. And I still have the privacy. The other great thing is skylights. I'm a huge believer in skylights. And in fact, I added 13 skylights to my house since I moved in. And every time I remodel, renovate something, I add another skylight. Okay. Sunlight everywhere, you need, you know, and I keep dwelling on this, but the whole idea in the house is that sunlight is everywhere. There's no need to turn on electric lights. During the day, you can walk into any room in your house and you don't have to turn on a light. That is a great feeling. You can, especially stairways. You don't have to turn on a light to go up a stairway. Passages, you don't have to turn on a light to walk down a hallway. If you can use sunlight instead in these spaces, you know, passages can be spooky if they're dark compared to the rooms around them. Introduce sunlight. Okay. And then, well, I'm kind of jumping back to the kitchen. and I probably spoke of it before. The room that you spend the most time in your house, is the kitchen. So the room that you want to be light and bright is the kitchen. And someone commented about my house, looking through it. My house is in the woods. My house is completely surrounded by tall trees. And yet, my house is filled with light. Skylights do it. Lots of light do it. Okay. Light is joy. We get that. But you can... Light is joy. Very much so. Now let's talk about color. You can kill the light in the house with the interior colors that you select. And, you know, we're talking about how do you create joy in the home. Well, now we're talking about not just how do you create joy, but how do you kill it. And it's the colors that you select. All paint colors have a light reflectance value, an LRV. The LRV is the amount of light when the light hits a wall, a surface, how much light is reflected or bounced off versus how much is absorbed by the surface. They go from 90% that bounces off almost all of the light to about 5%. Pretty much a black hole of a wall that sucks all the light out of the space. Obviously, if it sucks all the life out of a space, it also sucks all the joy out of the space. A bright, pure white is about a 90% LRV. Most of the whites that we see in the house, and in fact, it can even be too cold. So most of the house that we see, of the whites that we see in the house that we use in the interiors are kind of toned down, soft off-whites, and they usually have a 70 to 75% LRV with subtle tints. If you look at a paint chip from the hardware store or the paint store and you turn it over, it usually has on it LRV and a number. That's the light reflectance value. The higher the value, the more light is reflected, the more joy that comes into the house. Right now, we have, earth tones are very popular in houses. Your medium earth tones, your soft greens and taupes, your tans, your cool gray, I mean your warm grays are very popular in houses. They look good in sales models. They're cool and calming. So they look good on sales models, like a lot of things with spec houses. But they suppress joy. And the house that you live in, it's more important to encourage joy than to, than the look when you first walk in. Soft greens and taupes. The LRVs are usually in the 40s. So we're going from 75% light reflectance down to 40% light reflectance. Some of them are less than that. Some are in their 30s. Some of them are even in their 20s. If you think about it, it takes a lot of sunlight to compensate for the color suppression by picking these medium earth tone colors. When we come back from break, I'll tell you about how you can use color to actually pick up your home and bring joy into it.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to winning the dream home race.
The question is, how do you use color in the interior of your house to increase joy? The most joy comes not from a stark white, which can be off-putting and kind of grayish, but it comes from off-whites. And when you go to the hardware store or the paint store, you can get a palette of colors, a sample board, that is solely off-whites. When you're doing it, avoid the off-whites to add tans, browns, greens, or blues. Obviously, just listening to that. These are the colors that kind of bring down mood. Tans and browns, greens and blues. They're more the colors to bring down mood. Although, actually, in my master bedroom, the walls have a slight celadon green tint to them. Because back there, I'm trying in the evening to induce calmness. And the soft celadon green adds to the calmness of the space. Is not dominant enough to overcome the wash of sunlight in the morning. So there's a subtle play that goes on in all of this. But for the most part, tans and browns, no. Greens and blues, no. Blues, it's hard to say when blue really is a good texture for uplifting and joyous feeling. One of the favorite colors, off-white colors, is called ivory linen. You should probably avoid it. Ivory linen has hints of tan in it. It's actually a very light tan. Very popular and doesn't induce joy. Instead, add the sun colors. Add yellows and pink. And it may sound a little pink, sound a little strange, but these are sun colors. These are uplifting in very, very slight tints. My powder room. I've got a great powder room. You walk in, it doesn't have any windows, but it's oversized, and that adds to the feeling of it. It has a skylight. It has a big skylight that just floods it with light. And for three of the four walls, I've got a very soft sun yellow that just really picks things up. And for the fourth wall, the one that actually intrudes and kind of screens the toilet from the door, I selected a pure white for that. Just to, because three of the walls are this very soft but glowing yellow, the pure white calmed it down. And in fact, the pure white looks a little bit of a yellow tint because it's seen reflected off of the other walls of the room. But it's really fascinating to me that you can design a powder room that actually will lift up your mood and improve it. And, you know, that's not what you think of as what powder rooms do, but this one does. It also has a beautiful piece of natural edge walnut. The countertop in there is a slab, single 7 foot by 20 inch wide slab of natural edged walnut that just adds a beautiful contrast to all of these light glowing walls. Okay, the other room in my house, and the other example of using the light tints to pick up a room, actually my playroom exercise room is on the wrong side of the house to get morning sun, faces west and north. I put in skylights to face east. So there you go. I get the sunlight in the morning. In that room, I added a very slight pink or rose tint to the walls. It's a cream pink, very slight in there. But again, it gives a life, it almost allows the walls to blush the way skin blushes. And both is warm, picks you up, and also is softly comforting as you're in there sweating. So this is how you use color to bring joy into your rooms and to reflect the sunlight. The accents in the room. The more the accents in the room, the accent colors and the accent materials are soft and natural, the more they too will help bring joy into the room. Real wood is a great accent. Real wood glows and exudes life. Talked about my slab of walnut in the powder room. Hardwood floors can exude life if you don't stain them too dark. One of the best in my master suite, I've got red birch floors. The red birch is a bit exotic, actually, for floors. It was a bit hard to get. But it seems to almost glow. It's got a soft butteriness to it and almost a glow and an inner warmth. So natural woods are great accents to improve joy. The other ones are bursts of bright color. You pump up the joy. You put in some bright yellows, bright, you know, even blues and reds, and you pump up the color with the joy with pure color. What's the opposite? What really brings down joy? Black. Black kills joy. So there's do hard grays and stainless steel. If you really architects supposedly love bare concrete. Bare concrete is a hard, unfriendly gray. It kills joy. You can acid stain it. You bring out joy and create warmth. But black kills joy. And hard grays, stainless steel, hurt joy. If you think about it, a stainless steel refrigerator in your kitchen offers no warmth. It seems coldly, Germanically efficient, but no warmth. And a blank TV screen, we now have these really big TV screens. When they're blank, they're these big black squares, rectangles. And conceptually, they're just a pit of darkness that sucks the joy out of the house. And so the more you can, you know, go with natural accents and warm primary color accents, the better. The more you can avoid the blacks and grays, the better. And you can laugh. But these color theories hold true. Finally, we'll get off color. In fact, we have to. Time is running. Finally, we'll get off color. Do not paint your walls a flat paint. Flat paint means a flat effect and less light reflectance. Paint your walls Sippy Gloss or eggshell. Sippy Gloss and eggshell, just like they sound, they glow. They're not, a hard gloss is too much. A Sippy Gloss glows and increases the light reflectance, pumps up the light in the room, kind of really adds to it and deepens it, pumps up the joy. And the guests, even your guests, see the glow in your spaces. So before we get off color, just saying a Sippy Gloss or an eggshell. Don't worry. The criticism with Sippy Gloss is that every little defect in the wall can be seen. A Sippy Gloss wall, you see every problem with the wall, every defect. So what? You see the defects. You always, in your own house, you see far more the defects than anybody else does, any guest does. What a guest sees is that these Sippy Gloss walls glow. And your whole house has more warmth to it, has more joy. So don't be afraid of Sippy Gloss. Okay. Now, let's talk about open space. Told you there are four aspects to creating joy. Open space. Quite simply, open space equals open mind. Closed space equals closed mind. When you think of a builder spec house, which I'm picking on builder spec houses because they deserve to be picked on, the rooms are a bunch of boxes. Each one is a closed space that defines itself. And for a builder spec, he wants each room to be closed and be self-defined, because then there are more rooms in the house. If you're looking at a 3,000 square foot house and the builder can claim that there are 8 rooms in there instead of 6 because there's a defined dining room, a defined living room, a defined family room, a defined kitchen, and 3 bedrooms. It seems like you're getting more for your money. But what you're doing is closing up the house. So once again, it's like I talked about the current trend towards kind of dark, earthy colors. They look good for sales. They're not good for living. The boxes sound good for sales. This is an 8-room house instead of a 6-room house that combines living room and dining room, that combines the kitchen family room. But joy comes from opening things up. Open spaces are rooms to flow into one another. They're groups of rooms that all work together. And your space at any given time is larger because the rooms all flow into each other. And you're visually, at least, using more than one space. You're using a couple of spaces. So it's more expansive. There are tricks. Well, when I talk to people about a room, and when I look at a room is defined by 4 walls. It's defined by the length and the width. If you can blur the length and the width, if you can eliminate those, you will open up the space. And very much a room is defined by its corners. If I identify the corners of a room, then that's what tells me how big that room is, what the space is. One of my favorite tricks is to put windows in corners. Always, first of all, always if you want to open up rooms, open up space, you should have windows on 2 walls in every room. If you really want to open up the space, put the windows in the corner. The corners define the room. So if a corner is glass instead of wall, the definition of a room starts to become less certain. The perception of the room starts to open up. Probably the best, well, I did a house a while ago, and it's probably one of the best ones I ever did. It is. The house had no corners. We actually took glass. Every corner in the house was glass. Not a pane of glass and a pane of glass and then a small piece of wood in the corner to join them. We actually had glass bent to go around the corners so that there were no corners in this house. And the feeling of space and openness just flowed because corners define a room. There were no corners. The rooms didn't define themselves. They just opened up from one into the other and from indoor to outdoor. Really great effect. Those all glass corners were incredibly expensive. And you know, and I've found ways. Most of the time when I use this trick now, I actually use 2 pieces of flat glass that come together at the corner, but I used the most tiny, minimal mall there that I can get away with to create the same thing at a reasonable price. Okay, and then, lastly on this, The other thing you do to open up space is you pick up the ceiling. When you pick up the ceiling in the space, you open it up. When the ceiling is perceived to be 8 feet, and then you pick it up to 9 feet or 10 feet, it opens up. So coming from a hallway into a great room, don't go flat. When you come from the hallway into the great room, pick it up 2 feet. Make that space special and open it up. The worst thing that can happen in a home are these two-story foyers, where you walk in, the foyer is 2 stories tall, and it is the grandest space in the house. And then you step from that into one-story rooms. And every room then is a letdown from the foyer. So pick the space up, most importantly in like a great room or in the kitchen. And when we come back from break, we'll get into energy flows and the flow through a house.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you feel as if your life is just filled with random awkward moments? Believe me, you're not alone. Tune in every Friday for TAG, the Awkward Girl Guide, with your host, Ashley Iola. Ashley has learned to own her awkward, and she guides you how to do the same. It's awkward, but it can be a lot of fun, too. We'll talk about relationships, sports, food, health, family life, and social life. Each show hopes to make you a bit more in control of your awkward. Tune in to TAG, the Awkward Girl Guide, Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Ready to chat about your favorite soap operas? The Daytime Discussion is here with Dan J. Kroll and Soap Central Live. For the past 15 years, Dan has been dishing and discussing on SoapCentral.com. And now he's taking the talk to the airwaves of the Voice America Variety Channel. You'll go behind the scenes with the biggest stars of daytime, along with guest commentary from the Soap Central columnists. And we'll take your questions and comments during our live show. Soap Central Live, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one Internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned into Winning the Dream Home Race with your host, Steve Klipp. We'd love to hear from you about our program. Call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to clipark@yahoo.com. That's C-L-I-P-P-A-R-C-H at yahoo.com. Now, back to Winning the Dream Home Race.
There are two areas in the house where picking up the ceiling can have an enormous effect and can really create more joy in the house. And it's strange that the two areas that very seldom is this done. The kitchen and the master bath. They're both areas that you use primarily standing up, so you're closer to the ceiling. But there are also areas that, you know, you want to, if there's any two areas I've talked about where you really want to create joy, it's the kitchen and the master bath. We spend a lot of time in our kitchens. There's a lot of work done in the kitchen. If you can induce joy into that, and one of the ways to do it really is to pick up the ceiling in there. Make it higher, make it brighter, lighter and brighter. You'll induce joy, you'll make being in the kitchen more fun, just improve your mood. And time after time, I go into houses and they pick up the ceiling in the great room or in the family room, but the kitchen's under this flat, uninteresting ceiling that blocks out light. The other one is the master bath. Time after time, I go into these expensive houses and the master bedrooms have a tray ceiling or a coffered ceiling, more interesting. The master bath has a flat blah. Told you about the idea with light that you step from the master bedroom, the sleep chamber, into the bath and you want to be flooded with light and just opened up to glorious, joyous daytime. Part of that is have the space open up and just simply going from 9 feet to 11 feet opens up the space. It's the sensation of opening up. So the two most important rooms to do that are the kitchen and the master bath. Lastly, let's talk about flow. Flow is, there are really three potential flows in the house and three flows that you need to be aware of. The first is physical flow, you know, freedom of movement. And the next one is visual flow. Obviously, the freedom to visually move and to have things open up, not be contained. And lastly is energy flow. We'll get into that. Square walls define spaces. Square walls limit flow. If your home is a series of 90-degree angles, you're limiting the flow in the house. If there's a 90-degree angle, and which defines a room, and you move from that room, that space, to another space, it requires a decision. Maybe a small one, but a decision to move from one space to into the next. Instead, as much as possible, I like to use angled transitions, 45-degree corners. If instead of a transition from one room to the next, from living room to dining room, being a 90-degree wall, use two 45s. Use an angled transition space. I've got this whole theory about flow and how you slip from space to space. And the more you facilitate, even every time you have a 90-degree corner, you cut the corner just like 4 inches on either side to make it a 45-degree. The more you can get people visually and physically to slip from one space into another, to flow, the more open all of life is. And see, they allow you to slip from space to space with minimum conceptual resistance. And resistance is real. You make a decision to move from one space to another. If you slip from space to space without a decision, it's easier. Everything seems more open and more possible. An open mind is a positive mind. A positive mind is on the way to joy. The feeling of flowing physically or visually from space to space and without barriers, the mind, it allows the mind to do the same thing, to open up and to expand. When your mind is flowing, it's hard to stay mad or depressed. When your mind is contained, as your body is contained, as your vision is contained, it's easy to stay mad, depressed, unhappy. So if you can create this flow through a house, the seamless transition from space to space, that will open you up to the possibilities of joy. I have all these theories of energy flows. Okay, now let's talk about energy. This sounds really out there. If you study feng shui is essentially the ancient Chinese art of space. And it's 5,000 years of observations of what space can do to how we feel, how we act, how we live, what space can do to improve or hurt our lives. This is feng shui. And feng shui has a lot of theories about energy flows in the house. And I've got a lot too. And usually we work together, they're the same. If you think about it, energy, this is getting very esoteric. Energy that is trapped is like air that is trapped, water that is trapped, anything that is trapped. Energy that is trapped becomes stale, moldy, negative. So if you have spaces to trap energy with 90-degree angles, defined spaces, the energy becomes stale, moldy, negative. If your energy is allowed to flow through your house, energy that's allowed to flow and move from space to space is positive. It reinforces positive thoughts. It creates joy. So feng shui has a lot of, philosophies about this. And it really is, I think, you have energy flows in the house. And if you understand them, how to facilitate the energy flow and keep it moving, keep it positive, you have more joy in the house. So now, I've gone from concrete things to the way out there conceptual. Sunlight and lots of windows, lots of skylights are a concrete thing. How you bring light into the house is a concrete thing that you can do to increase joy. Colors. Bright, high reflectance colors are a concrete thing. You can improve the joy in your house with your color selection. These are concrete things to create joy. Then, opening up spaces, opening up one space to another, removing the definitions or the boundaries of space is a conceptual thing you can do. And improving the flow from space to space is a conceptual thing you can do. If you think about it, the first two are concrete. These are ways of introducing joy into a space. The next two are facilitators. They allow the joy that you bring into the house to flourish. And they give negativity, no place to sit, no place to molder. And it all sounds very... See, I really believe that you can create joy in the house. And I've seen it. I've seen it in my own house. I've seen it in the houses I design for people. It's little touches. It's subtle things. And it's those four. Two concrete, how do you introduce joy? And two conceptual, how do you facilitate joy in a space? And, I wake up in the morning, like I said, and it is to joy. And I really like I was surprised to see this survey on longevity And they're asking questions like, do you open the blinds every day? I would tend to ask more questions. What colors are is your house painted? What are your decorating tastes? You can get too cold and stripped down. You can get too open because you have to have warmth. And the sunlight has to also be balanced by warmth in the house. But it is so easy to shut out joy. And, you know, this is how you do. Thank you, and I hope you tune in again next week when we'll talk about my other favorite subject, romance, and how we can create romance in the house. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to Winning the Dream Home Race. Please join your host, Steve Klipp, again next Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. We'll help you come one step closer to building or renovating your dream home.